From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Monitoring groups in Syria are reporting at least 35 civilians have been killed by Turkish airstrikes. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish airstrikes, supported by artillery, attacked Syrian villages Sunday close to Turkey's border that were under the control of US-allied Kurdish militia. Turkish military officials say 25 Kurdish militia members were killed and denied there were any civilian fatalities. In the same statement, the military said it's committed to protecting civilians under international law. Fighting has escalated since Turkey launched its Syrian operation Wednesday. Turkey has admitted the death of its first soldier in the Syrian operation. The Kurdish military put a video on the internet showing Kurdish fighters celebrating after destroying two Turkish tanks with a rocket. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump is making repeated appeals for support from African-American voters. At the unlikeliest of venues, rallies where almost all the voters are white. Trump has called Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the November 8th presidential election, a bigot for not improving the plight of blacks and Hispanics. National political surveys show Clinton has amassed a huge lead over Trump among black and Hispanic voters, the fastest growing segment of the American electorate, while he holds a much smaller lead among white voters. Please look at our website. You can access it at voanews.com. And this reminder that you are listening to VOA News. Italian officials have opened an investigation to focus on different structures that collapsed after Wednesday's powerful quake, devastating four towns in the mountainous heartland of the country and rattling the central agricultural regions. Regional public prosecutors say they will not only investigate why recently constructed public buildings failed to withstand the quake's force, but they're threatening also to file charges against private property owners who may have altered their houses in ways that breach current building codes and anti-seismic engineering regulations. Italy marked a day of national mourning Saturday for the nearly 300 people confirmed killed. Iran has arrested a member of a team that played a role in negotiating a milestone nuclear agreement with world powers. According to IRNA, Iran's state media, judiciary spokesman Gholam Hossein Mosehni Ejeh said Sunday that a spy who had infiltrated the nuclear team was released on bail after being held in jail for a few days. The negotiator's identity was not disclosed, but Ejeh said he's still under investigation. Last year, Iran agreed to curb its nuclear program in exchange for relief from most global economic sanctions. The deal is opposed by many hardliners who view it as a concession to the United States. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded a third day late Saturday with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. The 68-year-old Rousseff is on trial for allegedly breaking fiscal rules in the administration of Brazil's federal budget. On Monday, Rousseff will address the senators. Pakistani officials said security forces have raided a madrasa in the southwestern city of Quetta and rounded up around 100 Afghan nationals for suspected links to militant groups. Provincial government spokesman Anwar ul Haq Kakar told VOA the detainees did not possess any identity documents. Authorities also seized undesired literature from the seminary known as Madrasa Abdullah bin Zubar. He said the institution has been sealed after the overnight raid in the Busa Mandi area, and detainees are being probed for further legal action. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe. The siege left 20 hostages dead, 17 of them foreigners. Police in Bangladesh said Saturday they killed the suspected mastermind of the attack and two other militants during a raid on their hideout outside Dhaka. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.